generally a domain of smartness, there is no cube in the right of the dhamma. However, there is some, then certainly there is in this Siddharaisa of him. And one level, therefore, Mahabhagavat is between the Rambam and the Rambam. This issue is not only relevant when it comes to the obligation of Sima, but also relevant when it comes to the mitzvah of Nisiyas Kavani. This is the Kiddush that the Brahma points out of Ramshu, the Shemur Kain. After all, Nisiyas Kavani certainly is a mitzvah there. And where is the mitzvah of Dukhanim upon? Fosh of Shah, the mitzvah of Nisiyas Kavani applies in the Eitz HaMikdash, but even outside of the Eitz HaMikdash as well. That's what the Tinnah writes, the mitzvah Shinai says. This is what the Shah Tzion writes, the Mishnah Brewer, the Mikupa says, that we assume Allah that the mitzvah of the Siyas Kapayin is not limited to Mikdash. It even applies to Midaraisa, Chutz the Mikdash as well. Mishnah Brewer refers to the view of Yaakov Emden in the Mor of Siya, and also in the Chuvah Tiyave, where Yaakov Emden assumes the mitzvah of the Raisa Zutanin is only in the Mikdash. Mishnah Brewer points out that it's clear from the Sifra, from the Rishon, is not the case. There is a mitzvah the rights of the Siyas Kapayin Mikdash, but also the Gulin as well. If this is true, that the mitzvah of Dukhanim applies even outside of Mikdash Makor, we're faced then with the following difficulty. When you look at the Sugyas, and so on, the Islamic text, the Gemara quotes Psukim to indicate that there is a link between the Siyas Kapayin and the mitzvah of Avot. The Gemara quotes, for example, Pasuk of Shorzo, Lubarak Pishma, Mati Shiris Lavoda, that there is a hekesh equating their Kaskohanim to the Sefer HaAvoda. Doesn't that seem to indicate that that halakha is appropriate, especially in Mikdash? So isn't it somewhat of a contradiction to assume, on the one hand, it links to Avoda generally, on the other hand, that it applies not only to the Sefer Mikdash, but even to the Gulin as well? So those who come to the following Kiddush, that there is a link on the Gulin between Avoda Sibu and the mitzvah of Nisiyas Kapayin. So Chaim explains the Kiddush as follows. If you assume the Rambam Shita, that there is a mitzvah daraisa of Tchila each and every day, and Babat HaTashem LaKeinim, or the Avdo B'Kol HaBatim, there is a mitzvah of the Shavuot. And although the Shavuot does not mean generally a service of the heart, but a specific reference to the mitzvah daraisa of Tchila, then one understands how one can maintain the link between Avoda and Tchila and the Tchila Kavayim. That there can be a mitzvah daraisa of Dukhanim even outside of Beis HaMikdash as well. Because even Tzima is termed Avodas Nasibu. But requiring that, if you assume that the Chiddush of Rambam, that the mitzvah of Avodah should relate that Drasha is only an asmat with Rabban, in such a case there's no link between the Tzias Karpayim of the Gulin and Avodas Nasibu, how then does this make sense of the Drasha that the Gemara has? And so does the Islamic head. So as soon as there is a mitzvah, the right of the Messiah's Kapayim of Kunin, even though there is no key of Tzimu. So the Rambam quotes the Shemar Chaim the following answer, that one must acknowledge, even according to the Rambam Shita, that there is a key on the right of Avodah Shavuot and Tzimu. When is the Rambam focus between the Rambam and the Rambam? That's that there is a mitzvah each and every day to the Rambam. But one who engages in Tzimu, that certainly is considered to be a kiyum daraisa of Avodah Shavuot. And that kiyum daraisa is sufficient in order to have a mitzvah of Birkas Kohen and HaTorah. That's the Chiddush that Reb Chaim points out. It's not that the Ramban dismisses altogether on the level of daraisa the possibility of Tzila serving as Avodah Shavuot. And the Drash is the free of only Natsmat, the chiyum of Tzila. Each and every day, that is only a mitzvah on the level of the Ramban. However, on the level of daraisa, certainly there is a human thing, even according to the view of the Rambam. So both agree that midaraisa is a concept of avodas tibur, and that certainly is necessary when it comes to nisiyas kapayim. In fact, the Rambam suggests a great chiddush that perhaps even if you should assume the need for a minyan for davar shebikdusha is only in the Rambam, as the sheet of the Rambam, the Gilan, and Dr. Gilan say, nonetheless, the need for a minyan when it comes to Siyas Kapayim, that's a Dindaraisa, in order to elevate the status of Avodah Sibur comparable to Avodah which is done in Beis HaMikdash. So everyone agrees in Kiyum Daraisa of Sima, whether there is a Kiyum Daraisa, here the Rambam writes, he has each and every day. According to Rambam, that is not the case, with the possible exception of the eighth Torah. In the function of Sum, according to the Rambam, will Avodah Shivli Zutzila, not a reference to Avodah Shivli generally, but a specific reference to Tzila. And therefore, there's a mitzvah to daven. But how does the Rambam know to assert that that means one must daven midaraisa at least once a day, each and every day? Where does the story tell us that there's a mitzvah from Avodah? There is a Yiddish that the cipher writes, that someone wrestles in Simon Chavei, that this is some question which is not so common. This question could apply to many mitzvahs. He just discussed the obligation of the Siyas Kavari. The Torah tells us close to the Baruch Hu is the answer. How often is that mitzvah to be fulfilled? The Torah tells us that the mitzvah derives fulfillment. How often is one obligated to put on sin? Good, you'll tell me the Machlokas Tanoim, but the Bible is man sin, the Bible is man sin, Shabbos, the Yom Tov, but given the period during the week, in fact, these two midrash like Rosh Hashanah against the Rambam, even Lila midrash is mansum. So, how often is one obligated to put on tefillin? An open-ended obligation. Is there any minimum shear to fill in? Let's say we put on tefillin 5 hours a week. So, first at the beginning of the week, where does tefillin for 5 hours, then we'll carry it through until the next week. Is there a minimum shear that we have to miss of tefillin? How does one understand those mitzvahs the Torah gives us that somehow are not limited by a particular reference of time? Another example, the Rambam writes very fascinating, the mitzvah of the Zefirin. The Torah tells us that there are certain crucial events that we're always obligated to remember. Let's take, for example, the obligation of the Zefirin Salah. The Torah tells us at the very end of Parshas Kisei, how often is one obligated to do so? The Torah doesn't tell us. No, but a mitzvah of the Tira Samos. Very unclear. A Tobos right, the Rav Kofi Nafi Gimel, the Sukhim, the Gilan the Alvin Zion of Eid, the Alvin Chesam Rav. There's a mitzvah of Tobos right, the Kriya Sparsha Zofa, which is the Raisa. Why is that one to hear? There's a mitzvah, I understand, with the Tira Samos. And if I'll ask you, how often do you fulfill that mitzvah? Once a year. Why is that the case? Bosho Shabbat and Rambam Shita does not mean that we fulfill once a year at all. In fact, the Rambam does not ascribe any special significance at all to the Kriya Parshas Zavah. The Rambam quotes that Kriya in Kriya Gimel Hukot Tzvila when the Rambam is discussing Kriya Tzavah. When the Rambam lists the special Kriya throughout the year, included among the Kriya Tzavah is the obligation of the Kriya Parshas Zavah. What about the mitzvah of the Tzvira Tzamalai? The Rambam makes no link at all of the Kriya Parshas Zavah to the mitzvah of the Tzvira Tzamalai. What does the Kriya Parshas Zavah once a year have to do with the ongoing mitzvah of the Tzvira Tzamalai? So what is that mitzvah? The Sifra writes in Parshas Kofakosa, the following Kiddush, the Zavah, Yaakov Likva. Maybe the term Zavah in Chumash simply means to remember, a remembrance. The Torah tells us that can't be. The Parsha ends, Parsha can say, Vosishka, Areshitat Amei Bamurna, it already tells us, don't forget my Samoa. Aman Makayim Zafar, should be shown the Tikva, the Zechira must be expressed. It's not enough simply to be aware, that's Vosishka. Zafar means that there's a mitzvah to say, to say, that one is obligated to acknowledge the Zechira Samoa. How often do you do that? You know, the Rambam writes, but the Malachim Terkel of the Hey, this course on it, one is obligated to do this continuously one must do so. And how often is that? Osho Shat and Rambam, this is what the cycle once, at least once a day, each and every day. When the Torah gives us an ongoing mitzvah, it means that we're obligated to fulfill this mitzvah at least, Hamakasiyom, and that often is considered to be that which is done. So the Torah says there's a mitzvah of the Shira Samalai, Osho Shat means, once a day, each and every day, it means to go in and do so. When do we fulfill the mitzvah? It's a fascinating Magen Avraham, Mitzvah in Tzamach, and also Kriya Shema. The Magen Avraham writes, if you look carefully, throughout Birkos Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema, there is a reference to each of the shades of Zero, and one recites the words. You should have that in mind at the particular time. We recite right before Kriya Shema, the Kerav Tzav Neshim Tzamach, the Kerav Tzamach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were brought up close. What is that a reference to? Sarah Shalom Alei. And therefore, when Talos Avner Shorah who became a funnel, the Shimcha Avano, that's the reference to Magad Rechina, the Shimcha Avano references the Kira Samalei. Magad Ram writes that one should have that in mind right before the Kriyashma. And that's the minute that many have made from the Shalom and others, that they recite after davening each and every day, the shapes of Yerot. Because after all, this Sifra writes explicitly, should they show the Yerot? It's not enough to be aware, but awareness must be marked with some concrete form of expression, and therefore to fulfill the mitzvah of Yerot. And that's what Yerot is on. And the obligation of Parsha Zohar, and of Yerot, but that is not the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriyas Samalei. Poshim Shas, the sheep of Rambam, told us the sheep is very difficult. After all, those that maintain that once a year when a Zabbat is full of mitzvah of the Kriya Parsha Zohar, and the Torah mandates the Kriya Mitzvah of Zab, why should it be once a year if that's true? So, right, Rambam elaborates that maybe it's based on the Gemara Brachos not from David. The Gemara tells us the following, that Ein HaMeis Nishtachas Min Alei, El Akar Shemus HaKodesh. One was when a person loses a relative, already after a period of Yibbeis Kodesh, the age of their immediate loss already wanes, it's temporary. Ein HaMeis Nishtachas Min Alei, El Akar Yibbeis Kodesh. So Sofer uses that line of the Gemara to indicate the following. Maybe then that means that when the Torah itself says there's an obligation of remembrance, it's necessary to have a yearly reminder. And maybe that's the basis of those of the sheep, that there's an obligation to be the answer of Kriya Satora once a year. In the Chumra of the Rav Shit, what happens to the Soviet year, for example? And therefore, you have more than a year from last year's Kriya Parsha Zohar. You can't rely simply on this year's Parsha Zohar. You have to have in mind that particular to Yosei also with the Masir of Parsha Kiseise, because the window of time is too great. If the cutoff point wouldn't that be the Beis Kodesh? But we're so familiar with that sheet of those have in mind the Kriya Parsha Zohar is Mitzvah Daraisa, a great image that you fulfill the Mitzvah Daraisa with the Zefira once a year. Asher Shach Rambam sheet it means each and every day. This was already true when it comes to Birkat Kohanim. The Pasuk is close to Baruch Hu. It doesn't tell us how often the Mitzvah is fulfilled. Simple understanding of the Sugya Rosh Hashanah, okay? Once a day, each and every day, Mitzvah Daraisa of the Tzidkus Kavayim. Same thing is true of Liman HaZorah. The Torah tells us a constant mitzvah. And what is the minimum shiur of Liman HaZorah? The Gemara Nadar and Al-Khet, the Nachos and Al-Sahitet, constant mitzvah, minimally, once during the day, once at night, because the Bible says to do so day and do so night. And even though obviously that there's a pervasive, all-encompassing theme of Liman HaZorah, but there is a minimum shiur. And the same thing is true when it comes to Tillin as well. If the Torah tells us when it's obligated to put on Tillin, and it's a continuous obligation, then should we assume that Laila Midaraisa is monotone? So good Shabbos is excluded, Yantav is excluded, but isn't there a minimum Shir? Bosho Shachar Rabbah Shita, yes. That putting on Tillin minimally once a day, each and every day, that is the very minimum Shir Midaraisa of the mitzvah of Tillin. This apparently is the Shita of the Rambam as well when it comes to the mitzvah of Tillin. That the Torah tells us to also the Kabbalah, and not just merely reference to Avodah the Shulay in the most general sense, but a specific reference obligation of Tzima. So good, I'll grant you this to the rights of Tzima. But how often is that fulfilled? So Oshav Shach Rambam misses the Savior's Kabbalah Koyom. A person is obligated to daven each and every day, and the day will go by the void of Tzima. Failing to fulfill this mitzvah daraisa of the Abba, the Kol HaAchem, that's consistent with these other applications of the Rambam as well. Of course, it's a very good mind. Take a look at that Magen Avraham in Sama. Magen Avraham is delineating all the references in Kriya Shema Berkoseh for all of us, Sheikh Sechira. Those are spoken in the very beginning of the second Brahma. That's the Pirish of the Master Victory in Yehei Shem Abba. Yehei Shem, but the Shem of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is now Shmei, Shame UK, Rabbani become great, let it be the full name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, name your reference to the Zefira Samalei, focus right to the very beginning of the Mitzvah. This is true when it comes to many mitzvahs, including the obligation of Tzimu. So the Rambam writes that it's a mitzvah saving the lives of God, minimally being to daven once a day, each and every day. And what is that Tzimu comprised? Christ does, davening three times a day in the Siddharabhana. The Nusra Satsiva certainly is not a Dindarabhana. So the Dindarabhana, is there any formula at all for the obligation of Siva and Lesbo Daraita? So here the Rambam writes in the very beginning of the Siva that he not only is there a Mitzvah of Siva Daraita, but the structure of Siva is a Mitzvah Daraita as well. The framework of our Siva, beginning with Sheva, and then Bakasha, and then Hodah. Then, the Rambam writes, is the obligation of Siva and Lesbo Daraita. So even though no doubt, particular Matveya text and Surah frame of Siva is the Din Rabbanon, but there is a mitzvah derived of davening each and every day, and the Sheva, Bakash, and Hodah, that is the necessary element in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Siva derived according to the Rambam Shita. In fact, the Rambam points out that with this in mind, the following difficult admission of Salvos and Brachos and Dachal, that women are obligated to even though the Buddha thought that Sila is Mitzvah as my Brahma, that's our gears to the Kamara, nonetheless women are obligated to daven because Raka Meinu, and therefore it's appropriate that everyone in the past who the Sheep Sappers are when engaged in Bakasha Kamsa. We'll have to discuss in detail exactly to what aspects of the Sila is the Gemara Raka referring in the above one day. But simply for our purposes as follows. Magadam Brahma already knows the following difficulties that already in his time. And in earlier, it was not the practice of women to daven Shacharit Minhag. Even though the Gemara tells us that women are obligated to Sila, and one could argue that it's referring to all aspects of Sila, Shacharit Minhag, and even Mariv as well, none of us Magen Ram already know that does not seem to be the practice. So Magen Ram writes, how can that be? If it's a mission expression, the notion of the opposite of Sila, how is it possible to understand the reality that women are not davening three times a day, Shacharit Mincha, and Maariv? Magen Rambam suggests the following Kiddush, that maybe this is linked with Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam. If you assume Magen Rambam writes, that there's only one tier of Tfilah. Tfilah is only a Chiyuv Derabbanan. So therefore, when Mishnah tells us that the notion of Kliyamos Tfilah, it must be referring to Tfilah in its most comprehensive form. Shacharit Mincha, we'll discuss perhaps even Maariv as well. But Magen Avraham writes, if you assume the Rambam Shita, that there's a difference between Tfilah Daraisa and Tfilah Darabanan. So yes, Mishnah tells us national Yavas Tfilah, but perhaps it is not referring to Tfilah Darabanan, perhaps it's referring to Tfilah on the level of Daraisa. And therefore, women are obligated to Tfilah Daraisa. If that's true, then it's not necessary to daven Shacharit Mincha Maariv, but rather it's sufficient to daven that which is necessary for Tfilah on the level of Daraisa. And what does that mean? The Magen Avraham writes, well, the women get up in the morning and recite a Bakasha Kolu Smukha Nodani, that is considered to be sufficient. So therefore, almost any utterance of Tfilah would be sufficient. It's interesting, the Prima Zadim quotes this in Simin Kuvav, and also in the Psicha Zilkot Tfilah, the Prima Zadim quotes the same argument of Magen Avraham, but with the following modification. If you assume women are obligated, and only Tfilah Daraisa, and nothing more, it doesn't mean that they're yotzei with any Bakasha Tzachanim. They have to follow, apparently, the formula of the Rambam of Shara, Bakasha, and Nodav. And therefore, the Rambam writes the following Kiddush, that even if you accept this position, that the obligation of women in Tfilah is Tfilah Daraisa, not Tfilah Darabanan, nonetheless it requires Tfilata, davening once a day, and davening that which consists of Sheva Kafasha, and Rodav, a mere Tfilah Kolu, is insufficient marriage itself. The Gemara does tell us in Rachos on the basis of the following finish, that already we know that there is Shefa, which is followed by Makasha, from the Tzim of Moshe, in the very beginning of Parshas Yetzana. Parshas Yetzana begins with the different Shefa, the son of Yetzani, and Ephraim of the Eretz, Makasha. So at least the Shefa in Makasha can be derived from the Tzim of Moshe in Parshas Yetzana. And in fact, that's the Marzot, the Rachos, the Aponbei, that finish about the Tzimai, that the old one he stands there, also on Shifo, Shem of Mesh Baruch, the Akar Kaksi Sadel. Therefore, first one has Sheva, and then it's followed by proper Bakasha. So in Sheva and Bakasha, and that you have based on Tzimai Bakasha. What is somewhat difficult is there a Makar, Midaraisa, for the concluding Bodhah? No doubt it's certainly intuitive. If one prays the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and then one engages in supplication of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, so therefore very established that one should conclude with some different Hodah, but is there any Makar for not only Sheva and Bakasha, but even for Hodah as well? This is the Sarafim of the Mishnah, as Mishnah refers to the Kiryat Sefer. What's fascinating is to look at the Sifri, the very end of Kumish Devarim, Parshas Gezos HaBracha, there the Sifri analyzes Gezos HaBracha, the Bracha of Moshe. And the Sifri makes the following startling observation, that the Bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu, before his Tira, they began with Sheva, continued with Bakasha, and ended with Hodah. And the Lashon HaSifri that we have is the Takana of Tzima, was patterned after Parshas Gezos HaBracha, the Bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to his Knesset Yisrael before he was Nisra. There, we find Nidaraisa, a reference not only to Sheva and Bakasha, but even to Hodah as well. That Boshu Shad, or Samea points out, in the Shita Tzarama, the Sheva, Bakasha, and Hodah are necessary Nidaraisa for the Mitzvah of Tzim. So thus far, the Rambam and Mitzvah Nidaraisa Tzivah, the Dab, once a day, each and every day, the framework of Tzivah, both of the rights of Shema, Papash, and Hodah, and even one who fulfills the minimal mitzvah of the rights must engage in some form of a Vodah Shevelim that entails all three elements. Simple question. According to the Rambam Shema, Tzivah the rights is once a day, each and every day. When does one fulfill the mitzvah of the rights of Tzivah? Well, other than the first Tzivah that one would daven, one fulfills the mitzvah that I substitute. And all that remains now is only a mitzvah. The Rabbanan. What is the irony of that statement? We'll have to discuss in our focus between a Chachamim about the issue where the Tchila started is the Raisa, where the Marid is Chodah, where the Marid is the Yeshua. We pass the Mikra Adin of the Diwa of the Yeshua, the Tchila started is only a Rishus. But yet, one will fulfill the mitzvah of the Raisah of Tzivah. According to the Rambam Shmuel, all that's necessary is done once a day, each and every day. They obviously begin at night. Therefore, the clock starts ticking at day. The first Tzivah of an occasion is fulfilling the mitzvah of the Raisah of Tzivah. So therefore, even though there is no Chiyuv to daven Tzivah Zarvit, and even though we assume that Marib is only a Rishus, nonetheless, with Tzivah's harvest, one will fulfill the mitzvah d'araisa of Tzivah. Everything else that remains, even according to the Rambam, is only in the Rambam. Is that the meaning? So point out the following. The Rambam will take on itself. Before he enumerates, the Tariq Mitzvot engages in the Sharashim, the various principles to which Mitzvot must conform in order to be counted in Tariq Mitzvot. And in Shalish text, the Rambam quotes the following principle of Sugi and Sanhedrin that some of him, and that is a lav shivah lavos. Sometimes the Torah tells us a lav shivah lavos, a single yisur of Sunday that has many, many different references. One puzzle, and you derive from that puzzle multiple yisur. The classic example of lav shivah lavos is what the Torah tells us was Sofu al-Adam. So many different dinim that are derived from that also of Osokwala. Number one, that even if an animal was subject to Shrita, one is not allowed to partake of that animal, Ashtasin Asha. for the Sanhedrin is not allowed to eat on the day that they're putting someone to death, or as part of the ministerial law. So many din directs that the right to that false above was so profound Adam. And when the Rambam gives you this list, this model of Lapshul Abundance, in Israel, to say that as multiple references, the Rambam includes the Gemara in Brachos in Daniel of Achila Kodem Matin. The Gemara tells us eating before davening was so called Adam. A person awakes in the morning, it's inappropriate for him to satisfy his own needs, and then to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reach out to Hashem Yisrael through Avodah Shalom. That's the Gemara said was inappropriate. After the person fulfills all of his own needs, then he reaches out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful. The Rambam is saying from his son, when he lists all the din derived from the process of the Sofa Hadam, which renders the Lash of the Bubble, includes not only those cases which are obvious to the din derived, but even the Ishta Asim Lakoda Matim. Rabbi Melavak was often the dying of the Rambam, but apparently you see that Achila Kodim Achila according to the Rambam is Mitzvah Daraisa. Not just simply as Mishnah and Pesuk and Aplan Ches, but generally speaking, a person shouldn't eat or engage in prolonged activities before a person has an opportunity to fulfill an Mitzvah and comes to Achila much more than that. Well, so glad that. The context of the Rambam is mentioned that you don't get lost with some Achila Kodim. What's the significance of something in the Lash of the Bubble to whether it's not? Because the Lash of the Bubble, in a look, there's no Malchus Daraisa providing the Lash of the Bubble. So Rambam gives you the example of pure Malchus. Because the Lash of the Bubble, the Rambam includes in that list, Achila Kodim and Achila Kodim. Fascinating Kiddush to Rambam. As Galatia pointed out, the Tosfos writes in Sanhedrin, the Tosfos and Daf, Samu Gimel, that the reason for Malchus, Lash of the Bubble, is because in order to get Malchus Daraisa, it has to be a system which is more foolish for Christ. It has to be something which is explicit in the Bible. Here, it's not explicit at all. If I were to ask you, what is the meaning of Rosok Adam? You would respond and tell me, Chila Kodam Atzila. You would tell me, the Bible, Sora Mora, the Drush, you know, the Drush on level of Daraisa. But Chiddush told us, right, that's insufficient for the case of the Malta Daraisa. So that's a very fascinating question. If a person is Chal Yom, Malchus Daraisa. So it says, why is that an example of Lashon Kodesh? The Pasuk says, Kolechet Avolos Dasu. And what does that Pasuk mean? It means a whole host of Yisurim. There's an Yisur of Kamish, an Yisur of Zri, an Yisur of Gor, an Yisur of Dothane. Why isn't that called a Lashon Kodesh? Now, close to Tosus and Avan, the Teres and Kashin, Tosus and Teres and Kabbalah, it's only called Lashon Kodesh if it's a Drasha, but it's not a Furish Begrub. When it comes to Chiliyantin, of course it's explicit. The Pasuk says, Kol Lechem Tavlo Lo Tavsu. The Pasuk is black and white. There are different manifestations of the Yisr. And that's why it says Shalachot. But the Yisr certainly is a Furish Begrub. And the Ramban is saying, and it's today, it's a very different stage. The Ramban writes, in order to call some of the Lashon Kodesh, you have to have shameless looking, a different Chaloshin Yisr. If it's all the same Chaloshin Yisrael, then it is not called Lashon Kodesh. The Yisrael of Achila Kodesh Matzila and the Lava of the Torah Moreh is not the same Chaloshin Yisrael. That's called Lashon Kodesh. What's the Chiddush of the Ramban? All of the Malachi Shabbos, the Malachi Shabbos is considered to be one Chaloshin Yisrael. When you learn Malachi Shabbos, and you learn the Sifrim Shabbos, and that's fine, you remember the Tosos of the Ramban. The concept of Chilut Malachos, that even though there's one Pasuk on Shabbos, and it breaks down into Lamed Tes Malachos. Is that shameless Malachim? Is each Malacha a different Chaloshin Yisr? Or do we assume no, it's just different manifestations of the same Yisr, of Losh Tzalcha Malachos? Rabban and Mefurish, the Beit HaMitzvah, the Mitzvah, that Kil Shabbos Kulyantos is all one comprehensive umbrella Yisr, with different manifestations of Guzman Malachos. A very important thing. So, for our purpose, the Rambam writes, Achila, Kodam, Achila, is an Isadara. And it's Achila, that's the following one. This is the Shibasi. The Rambam holds that there is a mitzvah of Achila, Daraisa, we can envision the next step that Hatzila, Kodam Hatzila, could be necessary. But obviously, if you hold that the field of Tzila is only within the Rabban, the Isser of Hatzila, Kodam Hatzila, will not be necessary. Right? So therefore, step one is that the mitzvah of Tzila must be Daraisa. Then you can begin to discuss what happens if a person awakes in the morning and now starts doing something other than davening. But if you will hold like the Ramban Shita that the field of Tzila each and every day is only in Rabbana, then obviously you cannot agree with this vidish that will soak Rabban into Daraisa. It's a simple observation of mitzvah Tzila. There is a fascinating comment of the Meir. The Meir is not found in the Sukkim Rabbah. The Meir is found in both Messiah and the Kut as well. This is the Meir's location. Here writes the following. Lashon HaGemara is very unusual. The Gemara describes a person who wakes up in the morning and he takes care of his own needs and eats and drinks and then he dies. That's highly inappropriate. Now, the Gemara Lashon HaGemara is still in bed after he takes care of all of his needs. And what's the next phrase of the Gemara? Kibbol Avot Mishamayim. Unusual. Huh? After a person takes care of his own needs, and how does he become a Avot Mishamayim? The order should be reversed. Kibbol Avot Mishamayim. The Gemara is referring to Tzila Avot. Kibbol Avot Mishamayim sounds not like night. Kriya Shema. And here writes that Yiddish. You can have an Yitzhak Daraisa from the Sokhla Adam for Kriya Shema. Even of the context of the Gemara of Tzila. If that's true, very, very Yiddish, one could envision that even if you assume that Tzila is the mitzvah Rabban, the Rabban, the Kriya Shema Yisum is the mitzvah Daraisa, in Israel, the soul of Adam simply prior to Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim. But the assumption of Tzila is again simply. The Gemara is referring to the case of Tzila, and therefore this is the Rambam Hashitah. The Rambam assumes that Tzila is their answer. Then you can go on to the next step and discuss whether, in fact, there is an Issa Daraisa of Tzila or Kabbalah. What's the difficulty with it? What then is the case? That the Gemara is discussing in Tosafa that a person who gets up in the morning and eats before davening, the Rambam Shita is that the mitzvah drives the tefillah is only hamakas tiyom, and therefore one fulfills the mitzvah drives with the first tefillah of the day. Isn't that fulfilled already with tefillah darius? Therefore, if a person davening is married, so again, how can he ever have mitzvah? So far done, the level of the right side. The Mezra Murim is a person who doesn't have the mark, and he will get up in the morning, he will eat before davening. Yes, then you can envision Yisrael, the so far done. Now, when you're conditioned, the person doesn't have the chakras, you can have Yisrael, the so far done, even before, Mezra then as well. That's the Gemara. The whole realm of Achila, Kodem, Achila, is only referring to Achama and Sinan, a person who does not recite any different Shabbat or Kasher or Hodah. Night, that's only pain. Very great Yiddish. So the Sefer, Asha Vishlama, writes this following Yiddish, that apparently is he claims that Rabbah is not true. That Tzila Daraisa begins in the morning. That is very great Yiddish. Now, the Rambam writes that there is a Tzila Daraisa of Achila Kodam HaTzila, and that presupposes a Tzila Daraisa of Tzila. So then perhaps within the Yiddish, that there must be that the mitzvah derives of Tzila is not fulfilled simply by Lava. Just as, this is not a very good Lashon level derives, but just as when it comes to Hakravas HaKravavas, we assume that the Tzila Tzavalda is Bayon and not the Lava, and on level derives of the Lava Holy Tzakar Bayon, maybe the same thing is true on level derives when it comes to Tzila as well, a very great Yiddish. He quotes as a possible source for this Yiddish of the Gemara writing of Messiah, the Zion of the Eden. After all, it also says in Shmos Tav Gimel, that Mabakim at the Shemot Eden. Good. That's a Bodh Shemot Eden. The Rama Mitzvah Tzila. And then the Pasuk continues and says, Uvera, it's the last Mosal that's named after. he can daven in Arif's place, then if this man can daven Shastri's place. Why is that true? It's very simply because, after all, Minchin Mariam, if in day, that's your love was Rabbanan. But perhaps this is an indicator of a great Kiddush. That the Sheikh is around from the fact is that the midst of the rites of Tzibba begins by Yom, that after all, at night, right, so we are not fully in control, the other Avki Ruchim, and then when the Ami will wake up, that's when the midst of Tzibba the rites of, in fact, begins. Fascinating, right? So the Rambam has an instant the rites of Achimah, Kodam Achimah, which apparently is a sin of rites, assumes that there is a mitzvah the rites of Achimah as well. He mentioned, according to the Rambam, the structure of Seder Achimah is the din the rites of Sheva Bakasha, followed by Odah. Does that really mean to assume that if you're missing Sheva Bakasha and Odah, you don't fulfill the mitzvah the rites of Achimah? Maybe one can argue that's really not the case. Maybe one could argue, even according to the Rambam Shita, there's a Seder HaTzimah, there certainly is a structure. And the ideal structure, as we argue, Adam HaTzimah Moshe, is Sheva Kafash and Odah. But nonetheless, even if one would engage in Tzimah and not incorporate all three elements, nonetheless, one fulfills the mitzvah d'oraisa, according to the Rambam Shita. We mentioned, for example, that's clear from Magen Avraham. When the Ram writes, in order to fulfill the mitzvah the rites of Tzibah, when the Ram writes from Tzibah Kufah, all that is necessary is Bakasha Kolonu. Any Bakasha is considered to be sufficient. There's no need for all three elements of Shevach Bakasha Mother. The mitzvah Bishnimusa of Tzibah, Mother the rites of, is to follow that framework. But nonetheless, the framework is not insensible. Even the first one has Bakasha. Where does it say Shevach? That alone is sufficient in order to fulfill the mitzvah the rites according to the Rambam. In fact, maybe not necessarily necessary. One could have hoped that about Kasha Kodu was sufficient in the Raisa, despite the fact that the Rambam writes that the Seder HaTzimah is Sheva, followed by Kasha, and then what do I? In fact, one of the arguments found is one of those that there is an instance, for example, when a person finds himself in a particular shasta where an individual is not able to daven for. So what do you do under those conditions? The Gemara tells us that a person can daven in Tzibah Ksar, Tzibah Brachos, and that's how they do it. When a person davens in Tzibah Ksar, what do people feel? The Tzibah Ksar, the way the Gemara presents it, how they do it, does not contain Shevach Bakash Modah. Very interesting. If not, if one would really argue that the Daraisa without Shevach Bakasha Modah, there's no keen Daraisa Tzimah, so again, would result in a very interesting Kiddush, that when the Gemara tells us that the person is Makom Sakan, and he can't daven Kol Shema Esrei, and therefore daven a bare minimum Tzibah Tzara, with that Tzibah Tzara, he does not fulfill the mitzvah Tzimah, according to the Rambam Shita. If you look in the Abiyaz, the Shas, the Rambam Rambam, he makes the tzar. He points out that, you know, tzibah tzar does not contain sheva kafash modah. And according to the Rambam, that is indispensable. And therefore, like you're not guilty, but it's with the tzibah, but you're not tzibah. And it's a shabbat hakala. But the Gemara says, say something. But with that, one does not fulfill the mitzvah of tzibah. So the Abiyazri has been reprinted many, many times. Wonderfully popular work. The Hosafos to the third Mazur of Bavi Ezri, Shas of Zanzibar, and subsequently, right, the son of Sefer Achim, the Chin of the Mitzvah of Lamed Gimel. The Sefer Achim is explicit that with the Tzimah of the Son, one fulfills the Mitzvah of the Reich of the Sefer Achim is explicit. So on the one hand, the Seder Achim is Shabbat Pakasha Modal, in Brachos Nachamadei, the Sifri at the very end of Chumash Torah. On the other hand, the same Rachim at the Sum is the Rabashu, that if Chazal is attacking a certain Nusach of the Tzimah Tzara to say in Shachar Chakana, Lachora, that should be something that meets the requirement of Tzimah Daraisa. But the unusual, that the Chachamim should render a Nusach which somehow falls short of requirements on level of Daraisa. We understand, some can say, a person in such a situation is Pagan Natsimah. But to institute a Nusach HaTzimah does that the Seder HaKohen is Shevach Bapashim Olah, but it's not necessarily Kuma. When we were discussing in the earlier Shirin, whether Kriya Shema 1 Mitzvah, Kriya Shema 2 Mitzvah, what is Matan Zezah, Ein Matan Zezah, we pointed out it's not so unusual that the Torah can give us a formula of Seder HaKohen, but not every element is Li Kuma. Certainly the Seder of Mitzvah Chalitza includes Rikiko, but even without Rikiko, one fulfills the Mitzvah Chalitza. So too, perhaps, this is true when it comes to the Rambam Shita regarding Shabbat HaKashim HaKashim. Otherwise, it is very unusual that the Tzibah Tzor, the insufficient is for Tzibah Daraisa. We'll see in Shabbat and Tzimikul Talib, the Mechaber writes the following, that Kavanah, of course, is ideal for all of them. Whenever a person engages in Tzibah, it's necessary to have a heightened level of Kavanah. Good? Middle way, Mechaber writes, Tzimikul Talib, based on the Gemara, if a person has Kavanah for the Bracha of Avo, that is considered to be sufficient. Good? Why should that be true? If you tell me that the mitzvah daraisa tefillah requires sheva, bakasha, and hodah, and all that avos contains is simply sheva, and sheva alone is absolutely insufficient, so very great tradition to argue that with that kavana alone, one should have to be on sin. One would expect it's necessary to have kavana for some divrei sheva, some bakasha, some hodah. The fact that we assume, the Rambam might say, the Gemara, the Kabbalah, the Simon Kubalit, that Kavanin Avot minimally is sufficient, seems to indicate because after all, with that, the mitzvah d'Araisa is in fact fulfilled. And therefore, though ideally, Kavanah throughout, but in the end, Kavanah Prabhu is considered to be sufficient despite the fact that it's only the very Shabbat. Or, for example, when it comes to Tzivos and Shabbos and Yantid, Tzivos and Shabbos and Yantid, contain the Resheva, contain Hodah, but they're void of Chavashos. But what are they that you don't fulfill the mitzvah that I saw? Or you'll tell me no, that the one line, Sevin of Chavashos, the one reference to Bakasha Shabbat, so that's absolutely crucial for the mitzvah that I saw, Shila. So it seems again very unusual. If we Daraisa, this is absolutely indispensable to fill the mitzvah of Shila, that therefore, because Shabbos in Yisrael, or if Tosos tries to brachos, because the Tircha, Tosos's point is that we don't recite all the brachos of Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, plus the Kedushas Yom on Shabbos. One has to say everything. So Tosos answers that in Okinami, Nikar Hadin, one could recite all 19 brachos on Shabbos, and in addition to that, also recite the need to express the Kedushas Yom of Shabbos itself. Why do we do so? We should do it. And there's nothing on me. The first one saying Shabbos begins with two as well as no. He begins saying Atahomen. He's obligated to finish the bracha. Why finish the bracha? Because Tosus is right. In principle, the bakashas are in place. It's just Mishum Tircha that one does not engage in the bakasha. So Tosus says it's right. He started the bracha. That's fine. With the exception of Tilat Mustaf. Tilat Mustaf is void bakasha entirely. Let alone first of bakasha. So again, we seem highly unusual. Midaraisi requires Sheva Bakasha Noda, but we should fear that the Chachamim deleted Bakasha, even though it's absolutely vital and indispensable to the key to the right of Sila. How could that be? Unless you assume all these indications of the Kina for Bracha Tzara, and special Kavanah for Bracha Abba, and to the Shabbat, and all the Abraham and Sibu Kubav, that even though the Rabbah writes to the right of and even though the Rambam then continues that the structure of Tila is considered to be that of Sheva Bakasha Noda, perhaps the Seder HaDvarim of Sheva Bakasha Noda is the mitzvah of the Shemusa, but certainly one will fulfill the mitzvah d'Araisa according to the Rambam, even with the Rei Sheva or with the Rei Bakasha, or perhaps even with the Rei Hoda as well. What is happening as to whether Tila is d'Araisa and whether Tila is Rabbanah, the Rambam, the Rambam, the Rambam, all agree that one is obligated to Rabbanah Zabin, Shakir, Mint, and Marit. Am I asking you? So, one last thing we discuss, we have to revisit this issue of great length, a very important obligation of women in Tfilah. The Mishnah says women are obligated in Tfilah according to Rambam, it must mean the Mitzvah of Shemusa Tfilah. We call services on the Rishus. And the reason he does the marriage regularly is because Shavula and Kochla, they were treated as an absolute obligation, not simply as Rishus. So therefore, Mishabur writes in Simical Bob that that's true when it comes to men who regularly does marriage. When it comes to women, we don't assume no Shavula and Kochla, and therefore women are obligated without a Shabbos, Mishabur, but yet they're exempt from marriage. Even if it is Mishabur is not just a test, it also just points out in Rachos and Dach Kochla, Rishus does not always mean optional Shabbos. Sometimes when the Gemara contracts two different obligations, one which is more chomer than the other, it refers to that which is more stringent as being a chova, and that which is relatively lenient as being a Rishus. So this is the Mishnah Beis. Above the Beis, the Mishnah refers to some din daraisa as being a chova, and some clear halachos as being Rishus. What does Rishus mean? It means it's considered to be a mitzvah kala. It's not as chamur. Those who try to rock us up above, that's the meaning of Tzivas Arvus Rishus. It does not mean it's mafiyu. Of course it means it's mafiyu. It just means relative to Shabbos and Mincha, Tzivas Arvus is considered to be less common. That's the finish that Tzivas and Fasbeck. So Tzivas says, why does everyone say it? Forget the Allah Yavam. Marv and Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei Malachim, because Kiddush HaKodesh is only the Yom. And let's say you forget Yalat Yom of Chol Hamoed during Marv, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. What do you mean you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei? In Rosh Chodesh, you don't because of Kiddush HaKodesh. You don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei because the Tarvis is Rishus. But also, no, Rishus does not mean that which is optional. See, even if one argues to the Tarvis is Rishus, Shavuot HaKodesh just means we took that which, relatively speaking, was less chamor, and we accepted upon ourselves as though it is categorically stringent, chamor, the Shabbos and Mincha. This doesn't mean it's something which is absolutely optional, dach or not done. Nonetheless, that's the Kiddush of Mishabur, like the Rambam. Women are obligated to Tzilo, and therefore that includes Shabbos and Mincha. If you hold like the Rambam, the distant tiers of Tzilo, Tzilo Daraisa, Tzilo Rabbana, then one could argue, you don't have to, but one could argue, so the mission itself is when we're obligated to tefillah, maybe it means the basic level of tefillah, davening once a day each and every day, but three tefillahs a day, two tefillahs a day, that women in fast are exempt, and that's the chiddush of Magen. That's a very important nafkamina in terms of whether the tefillah is daraisa, whether the tefillah is rabbana. The other distinction should be the following. What happens when a king stops eating food? What happens if a person is in doubt as to whether he has it or whether he didn't have it? If a person is free that is, that I said, shouldn't you apply the principle of faith to God, the principle of Now, therefore, if a person is obligated to doubt again, in fact, that they should get the mission of God. The very first law, it was a female. That was Rambam Kasha. How can the Rambam say that people is, that I said, the Gemara says that, something is called, something goes with Allah, and it goes with Allah. So the Kesef Mishnah answers, right, the following Kiddush, that's what the thing is under the steps of the flame. They don't be happy, the Rambam holds Tzivah Daraisa. But not this particular Tzivah. Tzivah Daraisa is once a day, each and every day. But the Kesef Mishnah explicitly, they don't be happy. If you're dealing with a case of the stopping, the Chol Tzivah Sayon. We're not talking about a person who can't remember what he does with Mishnah. But he's certainly down in Shakur. We're talking about a person who is in doubt as to whether he does the Shemoneh Esrei at all. Because the mission of the Mizrahim, according to Rabbi Shuddha, one doesn't have to assume state to death performance, according to Rabbi. And the Gemara that tells us, in a post Mishpala, is talking about the suffering within a particular tefillah, but not a case of Mishpala for both tefillah sayon. That's a further nothing, as the Mishnah has, and this is mentioned in the Mizrahim again in the Hakdama of both tefillah. The Mizrahim goes a step further. What happened in the following case? That a person is in stopping as whether he's out doesn't again, and therefore there is a chiyuv that he doesn't again because the spikah derives from chumra, and now I'm in day ten. So therefore, if you got a distinction, that maybe according to the Rambam, a person is obligated to tefillah tashlumin because the previous day something is found, something love is found. That's a very interesting Yiddish in that particular case. Then, right, maybe it's not true. Maybe one could argue that even if you assume that tefillah is a daraisa, the tefillah tashlumin certainly is only the Rambam, and if there's a suffix as to whether a person Chayiv to Tashlumin or not, maybe even the Rambam would admit that something Rambam is Makulut, or maybe one decompartmentalizes. According to the Rambam, something Tefillah is Mechumra. So therefore, one is obligated now to daven again, and if not, that they pass is in daven, is obligated to Tashlumin, because he clearly had an obligation to daven. The reason he was obligated to daven was because Beikah derives from Mechumra. Similar to what we discussed in the last year, if a person is in a situation of sake is right from Chumrah, he is obligated from the mitzvah again. So maybe that extends not only to the mitzvah, but even to the birchas mitzvah. That's the leadership in the gutting rights. If a person has the suffix of whether he daven an entire day, and the sakal would be obligated to daven, and the day passes, maybe he's obligated to shulman. Or maybe one would argue that all. The seal of the seal on that day is the right. But now that that is missed, the seal of Tashlumin is only within the Rabbana, and it is Safek Tashlumin. So therefore, under those conditions, we assume that, you know, close to Mishpah, or the people of God rights, what if a person is Mishpah, as to whether he does in a particular day, or let's just go a further now, I mean, a person isn't down an entire day at all, and all of a sudden, now, it's Dash Mashmah. Safek Yom, Safek Lila, what should a person do under those conditions? And if you assume tefillah deraisa, it's obligated to daven right here and now. After all, benash moshes is something yom, something laila. But yet, one should daven now. State the deraisa of a chumra. Perhaps it's supposed to catch the tail end of the day. He's obligated to daven. If you assume that this is not true, then your eyes is already benash moshes. So in such a case, then, if you wait, you will say sacrifice, and you'll daven marriage, for example, and then daven tashlumin. This is what's meant for the human. If you assume tefillah then after you the Tzimah Gadam has as to whether the Tzimah is Daraisa or Tzimah is Rabbana. And certainly from the Gadam rights in terms of the state of the Tzimah, if it's a choice between davening or performing another mitzvah, very important to know that that mitzvah Tzimah is a mitzvah Daraisa or mitzvah Rabbana, but simply in terms of the triage of how that mitzvah would play out when juxtaposed against another mitzvah via Daraisa or via Rabbana. This is the background of my focus, the Rambam and the Rabbana. Whether tefillah is a mitzvah deraisa, whether tefillah is a mitzvah derabbanan. The Gemara is going to tell us, and to drop out from the very beginning of the fourth chapter of that again we're referring to tefillah hatzal bayom, the need for shachar, mincha, and maror, tefillah. That certainly is only a derabbanan. Here the Gemara calls to our focus on learning what is the basis of tefillah derabbanan. Is that based on above? Or is that based on negative? give to the people based on Torah, why should the people of Yaakov be any different than the people of Romans? How can you argue somehow married and set aside and different than Shachar to Mincha? If you assume based on Kabbalah, it's very interesting. Karmitari Shachar, Karmit Kabu, the Shachar. Karmitari Shachar, Karmit Kabu, it's not. There's no Mikrabot of the Bible. It's just simply a long Kedarian. Since there was such an extremely marked difference between Abod and Beis HaMikdash, between Shachar and Mincha, as opposed to Nari, that's the basis. Very fascinating Kiddush, the Kiddush against the Shulchan. Because the Shulchan assumes that Sima is Kinegarab, and still assumes that Sima Zara is only considered here a Shul and Akhon. We'll have to start developing these two concepts of Sima. Sima rooted in Kabbalah, everyone agrees to an extent that that's true. After all, what do you do with Sima Mukta? Sima Mukta does not take another. Certainly rooted in Kabbalah, but the role of Rav Yitzchak Miyako in Kosea to the Shachar of Simchat Gemara. The Gemara did not present any non-Simchat Gemara. Rav Sareisha go off and comment that the Rambam in Hukos Tzima tells you Kabbalah. And the Rambam in Hukos Malachi, when the Rambam tells you the history of Israel, that's what the Rambam tells you who were the first to daven, and that's what the Rambam writes about Rav Yitzchak Shachar. In Yitzchak and Daven Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak and Marius, in the history of Israel, that's very relevant. In the halakhos of Tzibah, that can I get to meet Tzibah. We'll have to discuss if there are any potential differences as to whether Tzibah is based on Abbas and Kabbalah, not just simply in terms of the history of development of Tzibah, but really halakhos of Tzibah in terms of the nature of Tzibah, and perhaps even in terms of the details of halakhos that are different as to whether it was.